Dave, it's good to be here, and boy, what a lineup we have this week. In terms of stuff to talk about, and the 37th Toronto Film Festival opens up today.
Which has grown into one of the world's biggest.
And best. 289 feature films will be played, 83 short films will be played, films that feature Ben Affleck, Tom Tykwer, Andy Wachowski, Lana Wachowski, David O. Russell, Paul Thomas Anderson, Spike Lee, Neil Jordan, Myra Neer, Robert Redford, Josh Wheaton, Noam Baumbach, Sally Potter, Terrence Malick. That's just to name
a
few.
There's a lot of talent there. Are you going to risk the cavity search and go north of the border for the festival?
I may pop up for a couple of weekend days to see some colleagues. I'd love to go. I really would love to go, but obviously this is a busy time in our part of the world with universities starting up. So, but some of the films that are playing, this is just kind of the beginning of the alphabet. There's a documentary called 9.79*, and it's about the 1988 100-meter dash in Seoul, Korea.
Ben Johnson beat Carl Lewis.
That's right. But Ben Johnson ended up testing.
Carl Lewis has the tainted gold medal.
That's right. And interesting story, The ABCs of Death is a found footage anthology horror film produced by a guy I met last year, Tim League, who runs the Alamo Drafthouse down in Austin and actually a few other places.
Kind of like a Blair Witch Project kind of deal?
It is. It's exactly that kind of thing. VHS, which is out more recently. Anna Karenina, which is Keira Knightley's film, directed by Joe Wright, who also directed her in Pride and Prejudice and Atonement. A lot of buzz about that one. Arthur Newman Golf Pro, which is, there haven't been a lot of great golf movies like there have Hoosiers in terms of basketball or
The Legend of Bagger
away.
Vance and Tin Cup.
Didn't quite make it, but Colin Firth, Emily Blunt, and Anne Heyser in this one, and it looks promising. The Bay is from Oscar-winning director Barry Levinson, who did The Natural, Rain Man, and Bugsy, and this is a kind of a departure for him. It's a low-budget thriller movie. Cloud Atlas, End of Watch, Everyday, Foxfire, Iceberg Slim. There's lots and lots of film. Like we said, 289 feature-length films.
So now how long does the festival run again?
It runs 11 days.
So it'll be fun to see afterwards if these are still the films that are being buzzed about.
Yeah, well, there's there's just
there's always
lot.
Some that pop up that you didn't expect and some that were highly anticipated that don't go over well.
That's always the case. And, this is the first pass at a market. And, again, Toronto's a great festival, so drive on up and go check it out. We also opened tonight a very exciting film series that celebrates the work of Agnieszka Holland. And this is a Polish director who you probably are familiar with in terms of her films, Europa, Europa, The Secret Garden. But she's a very, very compelling filmmaker that's going to be here on October 10th to give the Copernicus Lecture. And this is sponsored by the Copernicus Endowment at the University of Michigan, as well as the Screen Arts and Cultures and a lot of various departments in the university. There's a lot of focus at the University of Michigan on this series. She studied with Miloš Forman and Ivan Passer in Poland, graduated in 1971 from those studies. Her first feature-length film got shown at Cannes in 1980, was well-received. Angry Harvest and Europa, Europa were both nominated for Best Foreign Language Films, Angry Harvest in 85 and Europa, Europa in 1990. She's also directed television, The Wire, Cold Case, The Killing, Tremé. She's currently working on a miniseries with HBO called Burning Bush about a hero of the Prague Spring Revolution in Poland. Tonight,
quite prolific.
Tonight she opens with a film called Fever, which is showing at 7:30 at the Michigan Theater. The film is set in 1905, and it's a time of feverish revolutionary activity in Poland, and there's a bomb that passes around among the anarchists that are executing this, and again, well-received. A Woman Alone is that early film that got a lot of acclaim, and that shows a week from today. 2 weeks from today is Europa, Europa. 3 weeks from today is Secret Garden. We continue in October with Total Eclipse, Copying Beethoven, the Copernicus Lecture, which is going to be at 5 o'clock on Wednesday, October the 10th, and then we follow that up with the final film in the series, The Darkness, which will be shown at 7 o'clock. So Agnieszka Holland, go check out all the films if you can, some of the films, if you're not able to go to all of them.
Certainly an name that didn't come right to the top of mind, but you started naming the films, and I knew exactly who you were talking
about. Exactly, yeah. Very, very gifted filmmaker. We're very lucky she's going to be in town. Now, we're also this Friday opening up a film called Robot and Frank with a wonderful actor, Frank Langella. Frank Langella plays Frank, who's a retired cat burglar, and his grown kids are worried about him, and so they try to figure out what to do, and eventually they decide, instead of putting him in a nursing home, that they get him a robot to help him out. Well, he ends up training this robot to steal. the film is charming, playful, and sly, according to Kenneth Turin of the Los Angeles Times. It makes us believe that a serene automaton and a snappish human being can be best friends forever. Frank Langella's performance was extremely well-reviewed throughout the reviews, 88% positive reviews. Ian Buchwalter at NPR said the key to making all of this come together is Langella, who effortlessly conveys the complexity of Frank's anger, confusion, even when he's playing a scene for laughs.
I was going to say, one of the things that makes him such a great actor is that so much of what you take away from his performance comes from behind the eyes.
Exactly, exactly. He is a really wonderful performer. The Rolling Stone said, Frank Langella gives a masterclass in acting in a movie with bracing humor and a dash of heartbreak. So go check out Robot and Frank. This premiered at the Sundance Film Festival. I didn't get to see this one, but it had a nice buzz coming off of it. So we'll look forward to that. It won't be around for long, but it opens this Friday. If you haven't seen Searching for Sugar Man, this is a documentary film that everybody loves. We're also showing Queen of Versailles, which a lot of people like. It's very interesting. It's fascinating, but people are walking out of Searching for Sugar Man, and they're on a high.
That is the movie buzz I've heard throughout town this week.
It's really great, and it's about this Detroit musician who unknowingly became a star in South Africa because his music really resonated with the anti-apartheid movement there in the late 70s and 80s, early 70s and 80s. And it's a very heartwarming story, very mysterious, how a very talented musician can be completely overlooked in the United States and actually, you know, Europe, North America.
Go to any small town, you'll find overlooked musicians.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely true. And this is a very poignant case of that. Rodriguez, who is Sugar Man, that's referred to this,
right,
actually one of his songs, is alive and well and living in Detroit. And so you can probably see him. Celeste and Jesse Forever, which is this Rashida Jones, Andy Samberg film, also continues. And that's very cool.
New twist on the rom-com.
Exactly. And then opening at the Multiplex this week, The Words, the best, it got 25% positive reviews.
Really? And that low? Because it seemed like an interesting premise.
Right. Variety said, this is a literary film that stands to work best for those who don't read. So a certain irony there. That it follows a young writer who finally achieves this long-sought-after literary success and publishes the great American novel. The only problem is he didn't write it. And then when it comes to, you know, following up, he's left with a complex situation. Another review, the Associated Press said, the word leaves nothing to the imagination, smothering all the storylines and narration that spells out the actions we're seeing or emotions we could infer for ourselves. And now The Cold Light of Day, which stars Henry Cavill, got 8% positive reviews. It also has a Bruce Willis in it. And the Liverpool Echo said there weren't a lot of reviews on it, but said a pedestrian spy thriller that casts itself in the mold of The Bourne Identity but falls pitifully short on every account. Another review from Planet Hollywood said... the story is the same as Spy Kids, though in this case the kids are in their late 20s and the spy stuff is much less believable and robust. So that's from Slant Magazine.
8% does not bode well.
No, absolutely. Next week on Tuesday, September 11th, we're showing a documentary on Bill W., which is the story of William G. Wilson.
Fascinating story.
Absolutely. The guy that started Alcoholics Anonymous.
In Ohio.
In Ohio, 100, Time Magazine named him the 100 persons of the 20th century, passed away. But it's a fascinating story about his very desolate, desperate life and how he turned it around and turned it into an international movement that has affected a lot of folks in a very, very positive way. The Midnight Movie at the State Theater is a Rushmore, the Wes Anderson film that everybody loves. It's wonderfully unorthodox coming-of-age story that ranks right up there with Harold and Maude and The Graduate. Graduate of the
I would absolutely lump it right in there.
That's for sure. Jason Schwartzman, Bill Murray, Olivia Williams are all featured in that particular film. So lots of great stuff. Agnieszka Holland, if you're not familiar with her work, go check out some of the stuff you haven't seen.
Fever this week,
right? Yep, Fever opens today. And then put October 10th on your calendar, 5 o'clock. She'll be here to talk to us and then follow up with the film immediately following. So
and we'll see you at the movies.
Absolutely.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for once again joining us for Cinema Chat, a regular Thursday feature heard exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from the Toronto International Film Festival this week.